This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. The Labor Department released new jobs numbers last week, its summary of the employment situation in this country. The top line numbers were good, 5.8% unemployment overall. But when you zero in on veterans, on recent veterans in particular, the numbers are pretty different. For veterans who served in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the unemployment rate is 7.2%, as I said at the top. And that might seem high until you look at what it was last year, 10%. Part of the change is that over the last year, some big companies, including Walmart, Uber, and Starbucks, have made a more concerted effort to recruit vets. Former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has been a strong advocate for that. Secretary Gates, it's good to have you with us.
Thanks for inviting me.
How does this process work? When does someone who's, you know, deciding to leave the military start to look for a job? Is it while he or she is serving, or does it happen immediately afterward? Just what's it like to navigate that process?
Well, one of the things that's happened mainly, I would say, since I left, there's transition training that the troops have to go through. More and more employers are actually going on to bases to meet with military people who are facing transition out of the military. So there's a lot of things going on, both from within the military to help prepare these young people to go out into the civilian workforce. But I think a lot of employers are becoming much smarter and more aggressive to provide that kind of guidance themselves.
Who's pushing for these companies to hire veterans? Is it the government going to Uber, going to Walmart saying, look, there's this huge pool of people who are looking for work, who can do the work, you should take a look at them? Is it the government that's doing that? Is it nonprofits? How's that happening?
No, I think it's coming from within a lot of these companies. I know that the ideas at Starbucks came from a couple of people in the management chain who had been in the military and brought some of the ideas to Schultz as the CEO and said, here's what we think we ought to be doing. I think it's actually been self-generated often in these companies by young veterans who have been hired and then are telling their own management, you guys need to get more involved.
When you were at the Pentagon, there was a lot on your plate, obviously, but was this something that came up, something that you were wrestling with at the time?
Well, I confess, it came pretty late. We were pretty, we were obviously preoccupied from the end of 2006 to really well into 2010 with the war turning the two wars themselves around. And I think it was only really toward the end of my tenure that we began to pay appropriate attention to doing better in helping these young men and women transition out of the military.
Just a couple quick questions here before I let you go. President Obama has committed to sending up to 1,500 more personnel to Iraq over the coming months. And I just wondered, do you think that that move was inevitable? We see these numbers ticking up. Do you think they're going to keep climbing?
Well, I think that there's, I understand the president's desire not to refight the Iraq war. No, I don't think there are very many Americans who want to do that either. The challenge that I think he faces is to draw a distinction between having a substantial advisory presence there and sending in battalions and brigades who are going to be the primary combat forces. But it's hard for me to see how they retake ground from ISIS, for example, to retake the city of Mosul without some pretty close-in Western, including American assistance.
And just lastly, while there's this ramp up, we're attacking ISIS, we're sending more personnel to the region, there are the politics here in Washington where I'm sitting, politics that you have not been shy about criticizing in the past. I mean, how hard is it to execute these missions when there's the threat of these automatic spending cuts that were postponed these last 2 years but are due to take effect here in 2016?
Well, I've said publicly there may be a more stupid way to cut the federal budget than through sequestration, but I can't imagine what it might be. This is absolute madness because it requires you to cut the most important things that we are doing at the same level or percentage that you're cutting the stupidest things that we do. This Congress and the president have as a very high priority, getting rid of sequestration. If they want to cut the budget, then do it through the regular budget process and set aside this crazy plan that even they didn't want to enact.
Robert Gates was Secretary of Defense from 2006 to 2011. He's featured in a new book, For Love of Country, What Our Veterans Can Teach Us About Citizenship, Heroism, and Sacrifice. Secretary Gates, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
And one more number on the unemployment picture for veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. 712,000 vets from those two conflicts are not in the labor force. They're not looking for work.